This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Governor K.T. Parnaik said that the next 25 years is India's Amrit Kal, which offers an unprecedented opportunity to elevate the nation to new heights of development. He said this while attending the 22nd convocation of Rajiv Gandhi University at Doimukh yesterday. He outlined the five core principles: achieving development goals, shedding colonial mindsets, embracing cultural roots, fostering unity, and instilling civic duty. Reflecting on Arunachal Pradesh's potential, the governor highlighted its strategic importance in tourism, trade, defense, and industrial growth. He said that to achieve Viksit Bharat through a Viksit Arunachal is the collective responsibility of its citizens, called on for collaboration and innovation to ensure inclusive progress. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, in collaboration with the Media and Entertainment Association of India, MEAI, hosted the Waves Anime and Manga Contest, WAM, in New Delhi on Saturday. The event saw the participation of nearly 199 participants across categories including manga, Japanese-style comics, webtoons, digital comics, and anime, Japanese-style animation. It hosted 28 vibrant cosplay and voice acting participants, bringing beloved anime and gaming characters to life. The event also featured an exclusive sneak peek of Trio, India's first anime currently under development. The event was primarily aimed at inspiring and empowering India's creative minds and making India a global hub for manga, anime, and webtoons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today sent his warm wishes to the Border Security Force on their Raising Day. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the BSF stands as a critical line of defense, embodying courage, dedication, and exceptional service. He highlighted that their vigilance and courage contribute to the safety and security of the nation. The Department of Pensions and Pensioners Welfare, DOPPW, has successfully concluded the Digital Life Certificate DLC Campaign 3.0. This initiative, launched to simplify life digital life certificate submission, particularly for super senior pensioners, has set significant milestones by leveraging innovative technologies and widespread collaboration with all the stakeholders. Governor K.T. Parnaik extended greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of Indigenous Faith Day and expressed hope that the day would inspire all to preserve and promote the indigenous faiths and beliefs that have been cherished and passed down through generations. Leparada Police, with the help of Capital Itanagar Police, on Saturday apprehended fraudster Anar Uddin, a resident of Sonapur Bipuria, Lakhimpur district in Assam. The accused had been on the run since 2021. Intelligence had pinned down the accused's location in Itanagar, which led the team to apprehend the accused from Dukum Colony in Itanagar. The Upper Subansiri Divisional Forest Office, in collaboration with the All Tagin Students Union, organized an awareness campaign on protection of wildlife yesterday. A door-to-door awareness on wildlife protection, especially in local vendor areas where wild animals are usually purchased and sold, was conducted. The district magistrate has issued a prohibitory order against illegal hunting and killing of wild animals in the district. The Rewat Center for Mother Languages, in collaboration with Rajiv Gandhi University Center for Endangered Languages, the Na Welfare Society, and the Ngunuk Foundation, conducted an outreach and book release program in Upper Subansiri district recently. In the program, two books were released: Ethnographic Profile of the Na Tagin of Arunachal Pradesh, A Dictionary of Na by NWS President Keru Chadar and NWS General Secretary Tache Chadar, respectively. The books are outputs of the research project of the CFEL titled Documentation of Endangered Languages, Oral Narratives and Cultures of the Lesser Known Tribal Communities of Arunachal Pradesh, supported by the Northeastern Council NEC Shillong. Nehru Yuva Kendra Tawang, in collaboration with the Youth Affairs Directorate, conducted a district-level Yuva Utsav at the Government Higher Secondary School Tawang yesterday. The event was aimed at promoting youth engagement and fostering talent across a variety of fields and featured six key components: science exhibition, young writers contest, young artists contest, photography workshop, declamation contest, and cultural group dance. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.